Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Want to thank everyone connected to the program, starting with Tom Thayer. Tom, great seeing you and working with you, and bless you. You're a great man. And we want to thank Brian Gertsch, who kept us on Twitch all morning. Thank you for that. And we, of course, are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing, and of course listening. Means a lot to us. Thanks to our executive producer. We'd like to call him by his full name. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Tom Thayer, you're a legend. Mike Mulligan, you're God.
Ooh, that was unfortunate. Thank you, John. And of course, Ray Diaz. He supplies all those embarrassing moments for us. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, bro.
Means a lot. And now you want to talk about a couple of humans that most of humanity regards as great humans. That, of course, is Dan Bernstein, Leila Rahimi, our colleagues, our friends, and our compatriots here at The Score. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? We're good.
Hello.
Oh, yes. We are doing great. Thanks for asking.
Once again, enjoying the football talk in this mid-June. Tom, we played back your commentary during the pick six the other day about how Justin Fields will change the shape of the defense, and I was ready to run through a tunnel and through a banner, be out on the field for football season, and forgot that the calendar says no.
No, but you know, listening to you guys yesterday at Crosstalk, I was ready to go get myself a Loco Moco after Olin did the description of it, because being in Hawaii a part of the year and going to some of those restaurants that he's talked about how great some of the real Hawaiian culture food is, and eating some of the spam spicy miso bee was, as good as the Loco Moco.
Do you see him down there?
I know. I never had. Olin is more in Oahu. I'm always in Maui, but I have ran into his relatives that
they're everywhere.
Yeah, and you know his family has an unbelievable reputation over there from his grandfather teaching a lot of athletes weightlifting over there, and Olin has carried on that tradition over here. So it was fun, and at the 9 o'clock in the morning, I wanted to go eat two hamburger patties, sushi, rice, and eggs over brown gravy.
Yeah, we learned all about Loco Moco yesterday. What's your order? Do you do the macaroni salad, the rice? How do you do it?
You know, I go the rice. I'm not a big macaroni salad guy, but they do. I like the katsu chicken that Olin talked a lot about. But there's this behind the weight room that I work out, and there's a real little stand, a food stand that a guy runs there, a Hawaiian guy, and you go there and he cooks on a real small grill and everything, and it's all the different items that he talked about is, you know, traditional Hawaiian, that, you know, rice accompanies everything, and depending upon if you want some, you know, beef short ribs or you want the loco moco or however you want it, the guy's willing to put it together. But 9 a.m., I was hungry and ready
and
to
then
go.
People let us know there's a place in Lincoln Park, and it's right, like almost literally right next to where my first Chicago apartment was at Clark and Deming. They said it's called Aloha Eats, and they've got like legit stuff there.
Yes, I've been there. I live right up in that area myself, and whenever you find something like the different Hawaiian dishes that they offer there. You know, it's always, you got to go in there and give it a go.
I might give it a shot. That's a great little stretch of restaurants because Francis's Deli is there, and that's also where Luigi's Pizza is, like right next to it, which is some of the best New York style pizza in Chicago. The old Russian guy making terrific New York style pizza.
You ever eat poke bowls?
I don't know all the time.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, there's a couple places now that offer really good poke bowls. You know, there's a stand right in Maui that it's one of the food trucks that these guys that run it, they go into the ocean, they dive for all the fish, and they put these poke bowls together. But, you know, it's, you know, made it all the way across the ocean, and now there's a couple restaurants here that just have unbelievable poke opportunities. If you're ever looking for something on a menu that you don't know what it is, if you haven't tried it yet, give it a whirl.
Love a good poke bowl, especially in this type of weather. Just really fresh and refreshing, and give me the jalapenos.
That all sounds good, but Tom was describing the prime rib sandwich at the restaurant. And I'm like sitting here thinking I should drive out there and get one this afternoon. That sounds phenomenal. I'm just saying, I love a good poke bowl, don't get me wrong. But that prime rib sandwich sounded so damn good as we were chatting during the break.
Yeah, Dan, we talked about it where it's the whole 500 degrees, depending upon the size of the prime rib you're making. How, you know, 500. So if you have a 5 pound roast, you cook it for 25 minutes at 500 degrees. That's slathered in spices and butter, and then you let it sit in you turn the oven off, let it sit in there for 2 hours, and at the end of that 2 hours, it comes out just pure perfection every single time, no matter how big the roast is that I've cooked, and slice it up and make prime rib sandwiches for the restaurant.
Oh, just a little fresh hot horseradish.
Yes.
Down there.
Oh, gotta have it.
Perfect, man. When you're talking about the fresh fish in Hawaii, though, one of my goals, I will do this. This is a bucket list thing for me. And I've seen it done, and I know it's relatively common. And people were just sort of out in somewhat shallow water, not too far from shore, catching yellowfin tuna on light spin tackle. And obviously they fight like a bitch, and it's just, I mean, it's a fun sport. But then when they pick, and these are maybe, I don't know, 5-6 pound fish. And then right there in the boat, you eat them, like immediately. They've got soy sauce, they've got wasabi, and they've got a wooden board, and they cut it up, and that the carcass is still flopping around while you're eating it. And that is supposed to be like, I mean, you literally can't get fresher fish, and it's supposed to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you know, when I was out there in January, February, March, during that time frame, we went out for a whale watch. And on the way back in from the whale watch, we put lines in the water and we caught a couple mahi-mahi. And Dan, they did exactly that. Oh. They cleaned them right there. They cut them up. And they do. They bring out the ginger. They bring out the wasabi. And, you know, they prepare the fish and you get it, either take it home and cook it or eat it however you want.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of people on the text line complaining that they're getting hungry now just listening to this.
That's what it was yesterday, listening to the crosstalk.
I know, same thing.
Ready to roll.
You know, and Dan, frankly, your bucket list sounds phenomenal. My bucket list now is it's the prime rib sandwich.
Where is this prime rib sandwich?
Is there
a specific spot for this?
Well, no. My brother runs. We have a small restaurant in Joliet called Thayer Brothers Deli and Grill, and so there's a lot of food items that because I watch a lot of cooking shows, so I'll see something and it goes, God, I would love to see that, and you know we just have a great staff down there, and so I've just been into. Buying these prime rib roasts, and then I cut them up and weigh them out and everything, and learned out this cooking technique, and then just cook them up and slice. My brother just shaves the prime rib and, you know, put them a part of a special.
Do you age it at all? Do you do any dry aging?
No, I'm not that sophisticated, man. It's like my mom always used to say. She says she's a cook, not a chef, and I've kind of taken that role up, and that's the way we go about our cooking.
Well, it sounds tremendous. And yes, torture for all of us at 9:09 this morning.
Well, it isn't as bad for me because after I pulled into the parking garage this morning, I ate an entire pork chop in the car before coming up.
Really?
What?
Yeah. What?
Because it was left over from last night and it was really good. And I saw it and I was just, I opened the fridge like right before we ran out so I could, you know, drop the kid at the train. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have a pork chop with me just in case, like just, you know, an emergency rescue pork chop because you never know. So I had it there and then it was, and I set it aside in the car and then it was kind of calling to me and I was going to get out of the car and get the elevator and come up to work. I'm like, you know, but pork chop, and you know, it's right here.
Some people have like a St. Bernard with brandy. Dan has his own emergency pork chop.
Right. You never know.
Right.
It's like always take, you know, always have a clean pair of underpants with you because, you know, you never know. And
really? So, do you carry underpants with you?
I'm just wondering where on this person.
It's just good advice. You know, you want to make sure. And, you know, hand sanitizer and Kleenex and all that. But just,
yes.
It's always, I just figured I'd rather have it with me than not have it with me. It made me feel good. It was okay. my comfort.
I got my watch. I got my wallet. I got my glasses.
You're padding your pockets.
I got my pork chop.
Right. My extra underwear.
Yes. That's all you need. You're set for the day.
Bone-in pork chop or boneless?
Hell yeah. Rib chop. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to have that rib bone in there.
So did you just shame eat this pork chop in the garage by yourself?
What shame?
Right. I don't know.
What the hell is that?
You're like in
shame?
The car just like
sitting,
over
sitting behind
chop?
The wheel eating a shake and bake pork chop on my lap. And I don't have any damn shame. It was awesome.
Two cream puffs and a pizza. Jeez.
All by myself is playing in the background.
Nah, no shame at all. I don't. It was the best part of my day so far.
I am a big fan of I don't care what I have for breakfast.
I eat fried chicken 3 days a week for breakfast.
Oh, I love fried chicken.
I remember when we were kids, my brother would get up and make a hamburger patty.
Yeah,
because it's like supposed to be. He wanted to get protein and he was lifting and stuff, so he'd have a hamburger patty with some eggs and go to school.
Why not?
I think because you'd prefer like a different breakfast meal.
Midwest version of Loco Moco.
Right. There you go. There
it all comes back to that. Yeah. I always love that transition is probably food talk, 90% of the time? And I'm okay with that.
People like it.
They need ideas.
Everybody
to
eats
eat.
Food.
Yes.
That I hate you, Molly. That prime rib does sound good.
Oh, my God. Bucket list.
And why,
especially with Tom preparing it, because I know he makes it with love.
Well, let me ask you just a quick football question here that's been sort of gnawing at the back of my mind regarding everything that you said about Justin Fields, everything we replayed about what he does to a defense, about what he means. And it's so true, and I keep getting back to why the hell are we screwing around with Andy freaking Dalton? With all that this guy does, and all you want your defense to have to understand this. You want everybody on offense to get used to this and know what this can be. I don't need to see Andy Dalton when we can watch this start to happen.
You know, I have to say there's one thing that is valuable that Matt said yesterday, and it's about listening to the terminology come out of the quarterback's mouth. You know, Dan, if you sat there and we're trying to explain something to somebody that you know it better than anybody else, and you say it and you know exactly what it means to everybody, then you can put everybody in positive motion. If you hear the terminology coming out of the quarterback's mouth and you see a degree of uncertainty, now you're putting the success of every play in jeopardy. And that's some of the things that is going to speed up the decision about the quarterback position. Say if in 2 months that Justin Fields invests himself so much during this off time he has, and then it carries through all the way through training camp, and Matt's hearing this terminology coming out of his mouth with complete understanding and explanation, then that's going to help speed up the decision-making process of the competition. But the worst thing you could do is put a confused Justin out there.
And make it easier.
You can't, listen, it is. I mean, right now, I mean, it's, you know, that's, make it easier. That's, yeah, I think one of the things about the offenses today is the process of information, because they're always calling at least two plays in every huddle according to the defense they're going to see. I don't think that you can break the huddle that has just is a complete one-dimensional offense, that you're giving the advantage to the defense because they know that you're not going to react to the safeties when they're switching during the cadence. As you call the plays and you have the difference in the understanding of the two plays, and then you see the defense trying to change their formation, you got to be able to process that information according to the time left on the play clock. So, you know, all those things, it's all going to work out. But right. Again, I'm still a believer that make Justin earn it from Andy rather than – I don't think Andy is willing to just give it up. I think he's a fighter, and that's why 10 years later, after surviving through the Cincinnati deal, that he's still out there and he's competitive.
In a perfect world, Dalton's a spark for them. Red Rifle t-shirts are hot in Chicago, and they don't feel pressured to push Fields out there right away.
I don't know that Red Rifle t-shirts are going to be hot.
Hot in Chicago? What are you guys going to have for lunch? I mean, what is your second breakfast? What will you be having today?
Well, our menu for Sports Talk and else is going to include I came to a surprising baseball conclusion yesterday, and I have to be very honest about it. I'm going to hypothesize something that is going to surprise some people right out of the gate. 10 o'clock, David Dusek, Golf Channel senior writer. Golf Week senior writer is going to join us and preview the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. We have a lot of Bears sound we're going to get to. Matt Spiegel is going to talk baseball with us. And then we're going to have some fun with a very heavy-handed NFL vaccination memorandum.
All right, guys. Have a great
Thank
show.
Thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.